Obviously, the first thing is, why do we read this Megillah on Shavuos? It's not 100% simply klar. You find, if you look here in Birkei Yosef, in Hilchos Shavuos, the Birkei Yosef says like this. Li nireh says, the reason why we read Rus now before Shavuos, b'masha omru d'rus nekras, why? Shekiblo milvad zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach oid tarav mitzvahs. V'lochein, b'yoyim kabol satere, de kibalnu tarjag mitzvahs ima zayin, the b'nei noyach koirin Rus. So basically, Rus, it's also nice Rosh HaTevis. Rus is Rosh HaTevis, Tov Reshvov. That Rus was Makabal, that's the dominion, 606 mitzvahs, together with the seven. And mainly, that's Taryag. This is the Cheshbon from the, which is exactly what happened when we were Makabal the Torah. Could you give me a Rambam, Melchus Malachim, Shef the Mishpat? When we were Makabal the Torah, we had the Zion, pre-existing Zion mitzvahs. We have to be Makabal another 606 mitzvahs. So therefore, it's like B'dayma to what Rus was Makabal. As we ask every year, these Tirutzim are very difficult to understand because L'maisa, Klal Yisrael had many Geirim in our past, Yasher Koyach, and we had a Ger before Rus, by the name of Yisroi, who has a whole Torah in his name. Agansa Parsha was Nitoisa Bal Shmoi. So, and we talk a read Parshas Yisroi already on Matan Torah, the day of Shavuos. So it's like Yehuda Va'id L'Kro, what do we need to read more? And actually, the Balaturim has even a more wholesome diak than the Birkei Yosef. He says Yisrael has a yud there. Right? So how much is that altogether? How much is Yisrael altogether? What?
616.
Okay. No. That's all 616? Okay. Could you think what's included? Think about the mitzvahs of Rabbanan. He makes a whole cheshbon that if you add the mitzvahs to Rabbanan, and then you take what Yisrael had to be Mekabel, this is Nichlal in his name. Look at the Balaturim in the beginning of Parshas Yisrael. So Avad, it's just to say we picked Rus because Punkshi was a Giyarzen. The whole Cheshbon of the Chidor, you have a different problem. The problem is that if we look in the Rambam, there's an unbelievable Rambam, which is Kedai the Chazar over in your head by Matan Torah. The Rambam here is talking about the Chassidei Umas HaOlam. And the Rambam says that the Chassidei Umas HaOlam, they also have a place in Olam Haba. It's a famous Rambam. That the Chassidei Umas HaOlam, they have a chelik in Olam Haba. But the Rambam writes a condition, what a goy needs. This is the following Rambam. It's the last halach in Perek Ches, Hilchos Melachim. Kol amekabel sheva mitzvahs. Any goy, any Gentile who's makabel to keep the seven mitzvahs. V'nizar la'asoysom. Mamish, careful. It's careful. Harezem mechasidei umaseilom. Talking about a debate, this was a debate I had with a conservative rabbi with this Rambam. It wasn't an official debate. I was trying to help Mrs. then Scheinemann, today Deutsch. She needed a car. And I helped her find an old used car. I found a conservative rabbi, not I think we used that big white shul in that area. There used to be now it's Orthodox, I think. No, what is it now? That was a conservative shul. So that rabbi was selling a 1985 Mercury Marquis. And I arranged that it should be bought for the Menal sister. That's all I got to know. So once I was schmoozing with him, I figured, try to Makara Vahid. Schmoozing. So it turned out he had Shomer Shabbos underpinnings. He was anointed to be a Shomer Shabbos. I don't know how much he kept. So we got into the topic of Geirus and the conservative Geirus and the whole thing. And And I told him that the whole conservative Geirus, you know, forget how sheker v'chozov it is. I said, you mamish, you're being chav l'achirim. You mamish hurting the people. It's not a humane thing to do. L'shitoscha. I said, l'shitoscha, it's narishkeit. Right? It's nothing. You're not doing anything. Right? L'shitaschem, where you hold, it's mamish not humane. He said, why? I said, because you believe in Torah. Right? This guy believes there's a Torah. You believe in Schar Voynish, right? He said, yeah. He believed even that a Jew has to keep Shabbos and eat kosher. So I said, do you believe that a person gets punished for not doing that? He said, yeah. So I said, so you're taking a person who right now you could read him this Rambam. They could just keep 7 mitzvahs, which they could keep. Most Goyim could keep that. It's not so hard. And they're from Chassidei Umasohelom V'yesh L'chelek Lo'elom Abba. Instead, L'shitoscha, you're making him into a Jew who's not going to keep the mitzvahs and get chorus and Gehenim. It's not humane. He said, Rabbi, you gave me something to think about, Taka. It made him, again, if a guy doesn't believe in nothing, so you have nobody to talk to. But this guy believed that he believed that if a person does have Averis, there's a day of reckoning. And he knew they're converting people that are not going to keep anything. So I said, so what are you doing? You're taking a person who could get Olam Haba and you're giving him Gehenna. So like 3-4 weeks later, he called me. He said, Rabbi, I thought it over. I don't want to participate in any conservative conversions. He felt it. I got to his human side. That if a goy keeps Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, he's mechsidei umaseilom, v'yesh lechelek lo'olam haba. Zok the Rambam, a huge condition. V'hu, sheyikabel oisom, v'yaseh oisom, mipnei shetzivo HaKadosh Baruch Hu batoiro, v'oidionu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. Stam a goy who 7 mitzvahs, he likes them. He keeps them. But he doesn't keep it because it was given al yedei Moshe. It was known, it was misgalal. That means he has to keep it on Smart and Torah. Kol shenemer l'neich v'nishnes b'sinai. L'zeh ul'zenemro. The Rambam says, Avol, listen to this Rambam. Avol ma'asom b'nei hechra das. If he keeps the 7 mitzvahs, because it makes sense. It's logical. Makes sense. He likes it. It's the right thing. Zok the Rambam, ein ze ger toishav, ve ein ze mechsidei umaseilom. Now the old gears in the Rambam, I'm reading now from a Frankel Rambam, so they already have the Shapsi Frankel Hagor. The old one is, the loy mechachomehem. The Rambam mamish throws the book at him. You're not a ger toishav, you're not chsidei umaseilom, and you're not even a chochom. Why not a chochom? So they changed the gears, but that's not the old Gilson Rambam. Meaning in the old Nuschois, it says, you're basically a zero. It's a strange Rambam. Meaning, I understand that the Rambam's saying, you're not from the Ger Toishev. Fine, a Ger Toishev, that's the one. I understand the Rambam says, in order to be Chsirim Zoylem, you have to do it because God commanded through Moshe Rabbeinu. Not even a chacham, what do you tip it? The Rambam's fighting his intellect. So I said a pshat tov, a posh pshat, which connects to Matan Torah. Posh pshat. The Gemara says in Kedushin that when the Goyim heard the Aseres Hadibras, so when they first heard Anoichi and Le'yilacha, they said, L'chvoid Atzmahu Darvish. The Abish is looking for his own covenant. Anoichi, Le'yilacha, keep Shabbos. It's all been other mokum. But then, when they heard the second luchas, the second chazru v'hoydu b'dibris rishonis, then they were moided to the first ones. What's one they have to do with the other? They could say the first ones is kavod atzmai, the second one we want to keep. No. Chazru v'hoydu, then they were chazru, what's a pshat in there? There's a pshat like this. Years ago, about 33 years ago, when I I became Rav like 35 years ago, but 33 years ago I had trouble with my voice. So I went to a chazan. Your father used to go to chazan Einhorn, I'm sure you heard of him. Anyway, he was a voice expert. I was getting hoarse all the time. He teaches you how to talk. You talk from here. If you talk from here, doesn't you don't put any strain on your vocal cords. So you have to talk like this, basically. That's why you'll notice some of the people with the voice, they always look like they're, right? They're trying to project from here. Taka works. It's a mefurish mechaba. It works. If you do, right? The beten, the koil mi beten has a koyach. It's true. It's taka true. So this, I used to go once a week. It didn't last very long to try to get him to trim. I'll tell you, it's avoid the kosher shebemikdash. To teach yourself how to talk differently than you always spoke, it's avoid the kosher shebemikdash. But this guy, Cantor Einhorn, Zalig Gesund sein, he was a powerful guy, big guy, and he used to talk loud and strutting. Mamashi, and he was trying to get my stomach, he says, lie on the floor, he put his knee on my back, and he's a big guy. He put his weight on the middle of my back. Again, I was a young man then. Now probably everything would break. But I was young. I didn't smash. And he said, okay, now try to talk. He was trying to make me feel the Lamaisa. I told him, I don't chop you. I come here, you abuse me, and I pay you $100. What's the answer? I said it jokingly. Part of the man's hatzlocha, you know what his hatzlocha was? That he was like that. Because if he's dealing with people that are 30, 40, 50, getting them to change their whole way of talking. If a guy comes up, you know, Efshe the Rav, Efshe Zolgein Azay, go jump in the lake. You need to have a Yiras HaRoimimus. If you have a Yiras HaRoimimus, he was a very nice guy, but he knew if he... So he had a Yiras HaRoimimus. You walked into his room, you went, okay, yes, sir. That was the koyach. Because a person wants you to change something which you so want to change. If you don't have a pachad, you're not doing it. You're not doing it. The emes is that all the umas ha'olam, they all believed be'etzem in ethics. Yeah, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't kill people. That was a seichel de gezach. Right? Even the Bnei Yishmoel had problems with it. They explained it was the Abizrayu, whatever. But what? They had no anoichi. Since they didn't believe in any authority, so even the things that you think are logical make sense, but in order for you to keep them, you need to have somebody you have a pachad from. If you don't have a pachad, it's not enough for you to say, yeah, I think that's nice. That's not going to make you keep it. You're not going to keep something because you think it's nice. That when you wake up in a good mood and everything is gewaldic, you'll do it to be nice. And tomorrow you wake up in a bad mood, you'll do exactly what you do when you're in a bad mood. Right? When the Goyim heard the second Luchas, they realized the reason why we don't keep the second either is because we don't have a Dibris Rishaynes. Chazu v'hoidu. They realized, hey, one second, we believe in Loi Sirtzach and Loi Signa, even Loi Sachmoid. We believe in that too. Why doesn't it last by us? You know why? Because we don't have an Anoichi. Without an Anoichi, it's like a person wants to say, they have all these programs, different programs, whether it's to take care of addiction of drinking, or addiction of eating, or addiction of any, there's a program, there's a rigid program, and they meet, and they, everybody knows whether an alcoholic has to stop drinking wine, so they have to go to programs, just don't drink wine, shkoyach, right? Every guy who weighs 500 pounds knows he has to stop eating. I mean, it's a good sequence. Diets work very well. A lot of people have been asking me, how do you lose weight? How do you lose weight? So you have to have the intake less than the outtake. It's very simple. Lower your intake. This is a great gainness. The Torah says, if you don't belong to a program, I remember when I was growing up, my mother, the ladies, they used to go to a Weight Watchers program, and they were afraid of the lady. They would have a weigh-in once a week. And what do you need the whole Weight Watchers program? Just eat less and finished. The Torah says if you don't have a program that your mamish, you feel obligated to, you feel restricted to. Zok the Rambam, that a guy wakes up one day and he keeps seven mitzvahs because he thinks, Hechradas, it's the right way to live. He's not even a chokhom. He's not mechsidi umasayewam. He's not that guy of a chiluk in Eilam Abba. He's a tippish too, because it's never going to work. It's like an alcoholic that says, I don't have to go to a program. I know it's bad. I don't hold of it. How long is that going to last? Tozok the Rambam. Eini mechsidi umasayewam. He's not even a chacham, he's a tippish. Because he's trying to change himself. He's not going to change. He's going to remain the same yukel. And that's why our kibbutz avim is different. You think there's a guy in the world that's a straight-thinking guy that doesn't hold of kibbutz avim? They all hold of kibbutz avim. But what? Not to my father. You know what my father's like. You know what kind of father I have? You know what my mother did to me? Yeah, of course, people should respect their parents if everything is okay. But then you open up Maseches Kiddushin, and this Tana, his mother spat at him, and this Tana, and they still like Kibbutz Avim. Why? Because they had Dibros HaRishonos. They had Anoichi and Lo'yilcha. Their Kibbutz Avim wasn't because, yeah, it makes sense. I believe in Chesed, except for the guy who I can't stand his guts. That's not chesed. That's a narcissist. I'm a baal chesed to people that I think it's good for me to be good with. That's not chesed. Chesed is to be a baal chesed with somebody you're getting nothing from. You don't like the way he looks, you don't like his personality, you don't want to hang out with him, but you want to push him to do him a chesed. That's a chesed. That's an emes a chesed. That kind of chesed you don't do mipnei hechradas. That kind of chesed you don't do because it makes sense. Because maybe it makes sense today, but tomorrow when the guy nudges you, it doesn't make sense anymore. You bug off. Chesed is for everybody except for you. And Kibbutz Avim is for everybody except for my father. You understand? That's the way it works. Tzivu chachomim, that a person has to be mechaber his wife. If you do it al Sdei Rambam, you're going to keep it. If you do it because, yeah, of course you should have respect for your wife. Would anybody who gets married tell you, I don't think you should respect your wife? Of course. But my wife is a different story. Normally. Normally. In Rambam, in the talking Yetzim and Aklal, the Rambam says, this is Yechiv. I once told a guy this. He said, my wife, the Rambam didn't mean my wife. I said, the Rambam paskens in Ilchus Ishus. As long as your wife is married to you, it's your wife. There's only one wife in the Rambam. And not a wife, good, so there's a get. You can give a get. But as long as she's your wife, you have to live up to the Rambam. If you're going to be a good husband because it makes sense to you, so you'll be a good husband as long as it makes sense to you. For the first 5 minutes. And then, Tozok the Rambam. And that's Pshat. So now it's a big appeal to say that a goy, that Rus, what, you only have to be Makabal 600, you only have Makabal 606? It's not true. Based on the Rambam, the Rambam Zachor is not like the Chidol. Makabel all 613, al Zid, al Tzunation itna b'Sinai. Right? That's the way she has to be makabel l'chayre with all the tznoim and all. So it makes it more difficult to understand what the chidah is saying. I'm saying even if we would understand the chidah, it's a difficult dimyan. When is the debate supposed to start, Rabbi? What? Now you mean? Vikuach and learning. Okay. So Lamaisa, it's even more difficult to learn that's the reason why we read Megillus Rus. It's even more shver. The Chiddush Yerim says that it could be the reason why we read Megillus Rus is because through Rus. It was an espousing. What's the whole Matan Torah? The whole Matan Torah is that, and the Beis Halevi talks about this Barichas. That Matan Torah really was celebrating the fact that Hashem gave us, made us a shalit on the Torah, which means labashmaimi. The Beis Halevi Grada learns that the whole Malachim's taina that they wanted the Torah to know Hoyt Chal Shemayim, he says, Avadim Malachim weren't fools. They knew that that they don't have Kibbut Aveim and they don't have Leisachmoid and they don't have, they knew that. So what were they asking? So the Beis Halevi learns that when the Malachim said to know Hoyt Chal Shemayim, they were saying the Torah should still remain in the Bailus of Shemayim. You understand? Shemayim governs. We can learn the Torah. But we know it's not like that. Lava Shemayim. That once the Eibishter gave us the Torah, so Shemayim doesn't govern anymore. Kvayochel, the Eibishter says, the halacha is like the Mesifta, the Dalma. The halacha is like down here. That's a real thing. That's not a joke. Even in Shemayim, Klapi Oretz, they go what's down here. I brought down an unbelievable stipler. Unbelievable stipler. I was talking about the holding of Shavi Anafshei by Pikuach Nefesh, because we had a fascinating Shaila we dealt with in Shul. Fascinating Shaila. Listen to this Shaila, unbelievable Shaila. This happened. L'maisa in Eretz Yisrael, this Maisa happened. There was a bris scheduled for Shabbos. You heard this crazy Shaila, huh? Bris was scheduled for Shabbos. But the baby was a shtickle yellow. So the Moyel said, it looks okay. But I have to come Shabbos morning to double check, make sure the baby is good. You know what a Shabbos bris is? You have to call the family and the caterer. It's much more complicated than a weekday bris. A Shabbos bris is a whole parsha, right? It's a whole parsha. Anyway, they made the whole preparation, everything, assuming that the bris will be on time. The moyel comes 6:30 in the morning. He comes to check the baby. He looks at the baby. Nah. Stickle too yellow. The mother was like, what do you mean? Everything is ready. My parents say the grip, the uncles, the caterer, what do you mean? Nah. So she told her husband, I want you to send another moyel. Also, I guess the moyel didn't do it like with conviction. He went, nah. What do you mean, nah? Yeah. Nah, yeah. So they went another moyel. There was another moyel in the shul. He walked his friend, who's a moyel. A second moyel checked the baby. And the second moyel said, yeah, could do the bris. This happens. It's not like uncommon. So now he went to the Rav. And the Rav said, you have a problem. He said, yeah. He said, no. Go to a third. If two moyelim say, yeah, so there was no moyel in the immediate neighborhood. So they walked to the yeshuv, the next yeshuv up. This was in Eretz Yisrael. And over there was a moyel doctor, pediatrician moyel. Avi Avois. So he looked at the baby, went, yeah. Yeah. Went back to the Rav. The Rav said, you could do it. Okay. They go to do the bris. So there's a big tumult in shul. Everybody heard the story, the tumbling mises. So there were a couple lamdonim in the shul that tied it. The question is, who's going to do the bris now? The first moyel said, okay, now that the Rav paskin that the bris could happen, you have to give it to me. I'm the guy you promised the bris to. He said, yeah, but I told the other guy now. He said, the other guy, you have no right to give it to him. It's kepaskin den uchas milah simen reish samach dalet. There are more paskins. If you tell moyel A, you can't back away. You have to give it to him. Right? He said, okay, it's uncomfortable. I have to go back now to the second male, tell him no, and tell him, okay. So he went to the second male, said, listen, the second male said, no problem. We're not finished yet. The London are still coughing. The London say, 1 second. The first male was not allowed to do it. Shavi anafshei chaticha disura. He holds the baby's yellow. For him, you're not allowed to do the bris. I just two people say not like him. Shavin Avshei Chatech Adisur works even against Adam. So now, he's not allowed to do the bris. And the moyel said, listen, the rabbi said, I mean, now that the rabbi said. So I'm sorry, he looked at the baby now and said, the baby's not yellow. He agreed, he still held the baby's too yellow for the bris. But the rabbi, if there's going to be a bris, I want to be the moel. So the lomdim said he's not allowed to be a moel. So I went through the whole sugya of Shavi Anav Shechatech Yisur. And do you treat Shavi Anav Shechatech Yisur the same way by Pikuach Nefesh than by not Pikuach Nefesh? It's a big tumult. There was a shayla in Hadassah Hospital. There were three doctors. Okay? One doctor was like the best surgeon, the one that would be best to do the surgery. He said the surgery doesn't have to be done now. They could wait a couple days. It was Shabbos. The other two doctors said that the surgery has to be done. They asked the Rav in the hospital, a Talmud from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He said, then you do the surgery. Two doctors say, yeah, you do the surgery. Okay? The first doctor had a shayla now, the surgeon. He's not allowed to do it. Shav Yanav Shechatech Yisur. He holds, is he allowed to do it? He had a shayla. He holds it's not. What do you do by Pikuach Nefesh? Do you say by Pikuach Nefesh Shav Yanav Shechatech? Fine, Shavi and Afshi, you want to say it's a piece of chazer, okay. But Pikuach Nefesh. He says, what do you mean I'm a surgeon? They wanted him to do it because he was the better surgeon. Otherwise, it would be Pashat. Let one of the other guys do it. But he grabbed it was a better surgeon. So it doesn't give him. But anyway, B'Sei Chadvorim, I brought down a stipler. And the stipler says that in Shemayim, even Shemayim, they paskin like Oretz. Not just hear the halachas lav v'ashemayim. In Shemayim, they paskin for Oretz, even immediately to Shemayim. And the stipler says like this, the Gemara brings down, there was a chosid echad, he was once stuck in the Beis HaKforis, and he heard that if anybody plants this, it was on Rosh Hashanah, if anybody plants this particular time, it's going to be successful. You remember that Gemara, right? He went and he planted, it was Meridik Matzlich. So Tosfos says, Akasha, what do you mean? It's totally in Abba Prokom Oilam Nidain, and, you know, so Tosfos says, well, this Chosid Echad was Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda that the Nidin is Rosh Hashanah. Frektus Stipler, yeah, but it's a Maisa Shehoya. We're talking about Shemayim. How could it be that Maisa Shemayim was like one opinion? Zokter Stipler, since he held like Rabbi Yehuda, for him and Shemayim, they pass in the Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yehuda. The other guy, no. Can you imagine how far it goes? Shemayim goes, Mamish, Mitzias. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The Brajan of Orov, the Marsham, was a Rav in Brajan. The Brajan of Orov once came to Shul Shabbos morning. He said, Rabbi Yisai, I want you to know, I was called up to Shemayim last night because they had a hung jury in Shemayim about one of you, whether you chayv misa. So one of you would not be here right now. He looked around the room. That's a powerful Rav. Imagine the Rav tells him. Then he goes, shh, you don't talk. You don't talk. He said, they called me up to Shemayim last night for one of you. What happened was there was a hung jury in Shemayim. And they had a shayla what to do. By a hung jury in Shemayim, is he chayiv or potter? It's a sofik chiv misa b'dei Shemayim. Are you chayiv or potter? And it was gepaskened in Shemayim that as the murder of the astra, I have to paskin. I'm the rov of this guy, I have to paskin. So they called me to Shemayim. And he said, he says it was a pachad. I was standing there in front of the. He said, but I had a kesef mishnah. And there's a kesef mishnah, and over the tum is muchach from the kesef mishnah that a suffik chatos is your potter. I said that. He said, miyad, when I said the words, the kesef mishnah, kulam hoidu. They all bowed to the opinion of the kesef mishnah. And he told them that there's a raya from the posuk, not a raya, a remez to this. That even in Shemayim, they listen to the Kesef Mishnah. Yaakovinu told the sons, V'kesef Mishnah k'hu b'yedchem, v'kel shaka yitin l'chem rachamim. If you look in Parshas Miketz, it's a pasuk. Kesef Mishnah k'hu b'yedchem, v'kel shaka yitin l'chem rachamim. But what do you see? Shemayim goes by Oretz. The Beis HaLevi says, that was the Malachim's Taina. To know Hoytchal Shemayim. It should still be, the halacha should be like Shemayim. He said, or it shouldn't be Balabatim. But what's the kash on Beis Halevi? We'll stop here because we got to let the debate go. What's the kash on the Beis Halevi? Then what's Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to that kash? Moshe said, how could you be? How could you get the Torah? You have a father, mother. You have Leisachma. You have his. That wasn't their question. They just want to be Balabatim. Yeah. Now the debate doesn't work. The Tchelus debate will go, but this doesn't go. This debate. So Efshet tomorrow we'll get a mahalach.